Horse in snow. You might have been chiseled from bloodwood or igneous, with a carved gut of crouching recruits, not a living breed with stamina steeled beneath barely flicking withers and a wispy winter coat. Your heart, I couldn't make out a shared pulse from my passage on Route 89, could see no pearls of whisker steam paying the frigid afternoon for dull light. Yet you were real, all right. This was farm country, Vermont. The only trick was in keeping my eyes to the humming bone of road as your proud warrior form, dark empire of mystery, powered the high hill of snow behind you. There were no signs of victory or vengeance, nothing there so foolhardy and human. And maybe that's why I slowed, heading homeward along one small vein of my nation, whose tired flag, wild rag of sorrow, still pulls through wind along boundary lines. With your head erect, unmoving, you receded in the gray drear that maybe for horses is the hue of contentment. The only hollowness was mine, and you became my stowaway, my subterfuge against the snapping of a made world's infinite triggers. You hushed me through shields of snow, and I haven't let you go.